Well. What do you think of those readings? I figure that Ed probably is all excited about writing a sermon on Jeremiah for that. Is that right, Ed? History was never fun for me in high school. I hated history because all we had to do was remember this guy's name and when he lived and who was fighting who and who won. And I don't remember much from high school history. But my whole attitude changed in college because I had a professor that made history come alive, that it was real people in a real situation. And in effect, it was my history. I could claim this history. So today, we have a history lesson, but I don't want you to turn off your Zoom yet. It could be exciting. Josiah was king, and he was a good king. He did many things to honor the Lord and to lead the people in God's way. He was upright and righteous. But Josiah died, and his son, Jehoiakim, became king. And Jehoiakim was not like his father. Mm-mm. No, he wasn't. He was arrogant and prideful and spoiled. And he wanted things his way, and he was not going to listen to anybody because he knew what the best way was. So Jehoiakim made an alliance with Egypt because Egypt was a powerhouse at the time. And Jeremiah said, you know, that's not a good thing. But he wouldn't listen. And so this alliance with Egypt was fine until Nebuchadnezzar wiped out Egypt. And then Jehoiakim said, oh, well, I will pay tribute to Nebuchadnezzar. I will make that way perfect. And they will be my friend, and they will support my reign. Well, that didn't exactly happen. King Nebuchadnezzar said, you are fine as my friend, as long as you pay tribute to me. Well, Jehoiachin decided to take the bit in his own mouth and say, I'm not going to pay Nebuchadnezzar anymore. He's my friend. So Nebuchadnezzar came and brought an army. And Jehoiakim said, Oh, yeah, all right. I'll pay you tribute. And Jeremiah, in the meantime, was saying to Jehoiakim, look at your history. Look at what the people have been doing. Have they been walking in God's way? Are you leading them in a good path? I'm telling you, Jehoiakim, that Babylon is going to come and destroy you. And Jehoiakim said, you're full of beans. They're not going to do that. How do you like my Hebrew? But you get the idea. And you know what happened? King Nebuchadnezzar finally sent a big army and defeated Jerusalem and carted the elite off to Babylon. In the beginning of the Babylon exile. was upon them. Jehoiakim wouldn't listen to Jeremiah. Jehoiakim didn't want to face the truth, the history of what the people were doing, where he was leading them. I think this passage is all about pride. Pride in, I don't want to face the reality. I know what's going on, and I know what's best. And it's fine if we're talking about Jehoiakim, but we need to look at ourselves too. We need to put a mirror up to ourselves. We need to remember our history. Have there been times when we've strayed? God calls us back. Have there been times when people have been sent to you to say, you know, it might be better if you would do thus and so? And did we listen? Kristen has a 16-year-old son. I had a 16-year-old son once, and all of my suggestions were met by, oh, Mom. I mean, really. And what about our church? Do we have a history? We need to look at our history. We need to have that mirror before us to say, what has happened? Where have we been? Have we gone astray? And God will call us back. There have been lots of things in the news lately to emphasize this point. I think about our friends in Canada who have exhumed hundreds of skeletons from children that were killed. That's a dark history. But Canada has to face that dark history. I never learned in history about the Tulsa massacre. I never did. And if we don't know our history, we're bound to repeat it, right? There have been many women that have been involved in NASA in getting us in the space program, getting us to the moon, but you've never heard about them. That's our history. We have to face it. And we have to face it squarely and say, we have gone astray. And we need to get back on track. We need to pray for forgiveness, but we also need to pray for guidance. We need to listen to those who are speaking the truth to us, just as Jeremiah did. Did Jeremiah have a great future because he told the truth and asked people to face history? Truthfully and honestly, no. He had a tough time the rest of his life. So speaking the truth in love may not bring peace and well-being, but that's what we're called to do. I have to recommend the Wednesday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock. Because they really wrote this sermon. Where's Rhonda? Yeah. And so one of the questions, there are two questions that I want to end with. where's the good news in this? That always has to be, what is the good news? And the other question is, what difference does it make to me now, to us? One of the people in that Bible study said, I think the good news is that God is always faithful, that God doesn't turn away from us when we go astray, but God accompanies us. God accompanied the exiles into Babylonia. God accompanied Jeremiah into Egypt and in the cistern until the very last day. God is faithful. God never turns away. And God is always there to forgive, to offer grace and mercy, so much more than we offer grace and mercy. This is a troubling time for me to watch the news. It is so bothersome for me to hear news of the world, of our nation, of some of church history. But what I cling to is that God is what we can count on. God will always be the way and the truth and the life forever. Everybody keeps talking about Jeremiah as the dark prophet. I'm not so sure. Just because Jeremiah told the truth, confronted Jehoiakim with his own foibles, it doesn't make him a dark prophet. It makes him a bright light shining in the darkness. And that's what God wants for us, not to save the world. God has already done that through Jesus, but to be a bright, shining light in the midst of darkness. Will you pray with me? Thank you, O God, for being faithful and gracious and forgiving. But help us to face our own foibles, our own pride in ourselves, in our church, in our nation, in the world. Lead us and guide us in your way and forgive us when we stray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.